Welcome to What Just Happened with Jackson Jones. This is going to be a weekly podcast where I break down everything that you need to know that you may have missed in the past week through my little brain's filter. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get into some skullduggery. If there's ever anything that you want to know, any questions you have, feel free to contact me. Find me on Facebook or email me, jackson@q106.com. Should be a fun little podcast, a lot of light lifting, not going to get into anything too heavy. Just have a lot of fun and learn some new stuff. Enjoy! Welcome to another episode of What Just Happened with Jackson Jones. We had a big week and a lot of stuff went on. We're going to be covering some sports news, crazy things like the gymnast that broke both legs during competition. The video is very hard to watch, but we have exclusive audio from the event. You don't want to miss that. A fan attacking Bret the Hitman Hart. Moving out of the world of sports into the world of celebrity and finance, I guess. Lori Loughlin from Full House just pled guilty, and find out what's going on with her and her bribery scandal. And then, of course, the big news of the week, our eye in the sky, checking out that black hole, the first pictures of the black hole and what that could mean to us. Oh, plus, I was right about Shazam, and could I be right about Hellboy? We're going to cover all of that, finding out what just happened with Jackson. All right, let's get right into this one here and pull this off like a Band-Aid. One of the worst videos you will ever have the displeasure of watching, and I warn against you, even if you're not squeamish, do not watch this video. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, an Auburn University gymnast broke both of her legs and dislocated her knees after landing, I'm guessing she stuck the landing maybe a little too hard, a back handspring double front with a blind landing. That title alone or name doesn't sound like something that anyone should be doing ever. We do have exclusive audio. I'm going to warn you, get the children away from the speakers because this is very hard to listen to. But here you go. Ah, biscuits. My stomach is turning just listening to that audio. The bone cracking. Good Lord. From the world of wrestling, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, Bret the Hitman Hart was being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and for whatever reason, some guy in the stands decided it would be a good idea to not only climb into the ring, but tackle the Hall of Fame wrestler. I guess this dude figured right now is the perfect time to attack not only a senior citizen, but also a stroke survivor. After he put a hit out on the Hitman, he was promptly tackled and then punched several times by a few men who were wearing Zubas. And I'd like to give a big shout out to the WWE for keeping the Zuba industry alive and well. If you don't know what they are, they look kind of like MC Hammer's parachute pants circa 1992. And finally, Virginia is your NCAA men's basketball tournament champions. Could you get a longer title there, NCAA? They beat Texas Tech, and right now the state of Texas is blaming former presidential candidate Ted Cruz. He apparently jinxed them, and I tell you what, I'm going to have to be on board with you on this one, Texas. Ted did something we're never supposed to do. He started patting the team on the back before they had won. He texted out, 35 seconds, 1-point lead, go Red Raiders, #number1defense. Things turned around, and Virginia ended up winning the game 85-77. Ted, you gotta know when to stay down. You don't even think about winning when the game is that close. Red Raiders, you had a good season, but Virginia, this one is yours. Now enjoy your fast food buffet at the White House, and hopefully that's what they get. And anyone who's got a problem with that, I'm sorry. We just can't be friends. I don't know how many fancy events you've been to, but if I walked into one and I saw a bunch of Baconators and White Castle in there, I'd lose my friggin' mind. That sounds like so much better than walking up to a veggie tray. Well, over here, we've got a bunch of chalupas. Over here, we got some Big Macs. And don't forget, right down there, we got those curly fries from Arby's. Oh, we brought the horsey sauce. Boom! That's what a champion eats. Also, they're college students, okay? Let's not pretend like, well, they're elite athletes. Yeah, true, on Saturday and Sunday. But when they're not playing, they're chugging beers because that's what college students do. Enjoy your victory, guys.
But you can be as crazy as you want to be.
This is absolutely crazy.
Oh, no. Aunt Becky might be going to the clink. Actually, no, she's not going to because she's rich and, well, rich people don't really go to jail. Lori Loughlin, you know her from Full House. She just pled guilty to bribery accusations about paying colleges and some fella a couple million dollars to fake some SATs, to make up some false transcripts and kind of fluff up her kids' roster or resume to make sure they could get into a good college. Now, I don't really understand why we're surprised by this. I think there's a part where we all knew this was going on, but then once the actual evidence was there, which, to be honest with you, we've had for, I don't know, since the beginning of time, we had to go, well, I think it's time to act surprised. I am not surprised by this at all. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the world treats rich people so much better than everyone else, and that's how it's always been. Oh, wait, you mean to tell me that rich people have been getting their kids into colleges and getting them jobs that they shouldn't get just because their parents have money? There's no way, not in my America. Are you kidding me right now? I think what is most surprising is that Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House, had that kind of money. I know what you're thinking. We loved Aunt Becky, but she wasn't one of the big five on that show. So I'm not sure how big her paychecks were, but they apparently were enough to where she can bribe several people to get her kids into college. If you've got enough money to bribe someone to get your kids into college, you've got enough money to take care of little morons for the rest of their life. This is your fault for raising stupid kids. So now you don't get to fake their transcripts, have them get a job they're not qualified for, and then throw them out into the world with the rest of us. We already have enough of that going on. So, Lori Loughlin, it looks like your house will continue to be a full house because those kids ain't going to college.
What? That's crazy!
It's science.
It's time now to jump into the world of science.
It's science.
If you were anywhere near social media or a TV or a radio this week, then you definitely saw the images or heard about the big scientific discovery. A black hole has actually been proven. They've got a super telescope that they shot into space and found the first ever image of a black hole. If you don't know what a black hole is, well, simply, it's a cosmic trap door that neither light nor matter can escape from. The Event Horizon Telescope was what helped them capture the event of this phenomenon, which was first theorized by Einstein, but yet at the time they had no way of proving it, and even Einstein himself was skeptical as to whether or not that these actually existed. Now, we do know that they do exist. Again, though, this is a reminder of what we don't know because we have no idea what goes on in there. We just know that whatever goes in there doesn't seem to ever come back. Not sure where it goes or what happens to things when they get there because, well, this one, thankfully, is so far away. Now, the size of the universe is incredibly hard to fathom, but this black hole is 55 million light years away, which I'm no science doctor, and correct me if I'm wrong, email me jackson@q106.com. I'm pretty sure that means that if you were going at light speed, it would take you 55 million years to get where that black hole is. I'm pretty sure that's what that means. But again, I, much like the scientists, I have no idea what I'm talking about this. I just know that I saw a picture of what they're telling me is a black hole. Now, I will compare the black hole a lot like Panera Bread. I have no idea what goes on inside there. I just know I see folks go in and then not come back out.
It's science.
Okay, movie review time. These are movies that I have not seen, just watched the trailer. New movie coming out, Hellboy. Now, they seem to be acting like this is the launch of a new franchise, but this is actually the third movie in this franchise. The first two were very eh, and this one's going to be pretty meh. I'm sure it's going to be cinematically beautiful, but the storyline looks a little bit contrite. I don't even know what that word means, but I hear people say that when they're talking critically about things. It just doesn't look like something that compares with the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers, the Deadpools, and things like that that Marvel does. It doesn't seem as terrible as Suicide Squad, Justice League, Batman versus Superman, Green Lantern, those turds that DC puts out, but it looks like it's going to be a very middle-of-the-road movie. Now, if you want to know how accurate I am on these movies, well, I was right about Shazam. It wasn't a cine-turd like Suicide Squad, but it also wasn't awesome like Avengers. And this one, kind of the same thing. And if you're going to try to get your lady to go see a comic book movie, this is not one she's probably going to enjoy. At least with the Avengers, you've got Captain America and Thor to look at. And I'm not going to lie, Hulk, he's pretty easy on the eyes as well. But with this one here, it's going to be a bit of a different kind of audience and different kind of movie. I wouldn't expect this one to set any kind of records. It'll probably be an enjoyable watch. Looks like it's just under 2 hours long, so you're not going to be spending a lot of time in there. And maybe if this weekend, if the weather's bad, be a good reason to sit inside and check it out at your local theater. But don't expect anything special out of this movie, considering the first two were very eh. All right, now it's time to reach inside Jackson's mailbag. If there's any comments, questions, concerns, or anything you just want to reach out, feel free to. My email is jackson@q106.com. I will read every single email that comes in, and we're going to start off with this one here. Reaching into the mailbag. Hey, Jackson. I listened to the show last week, and it sucks. Ricky. All right, Ricky. Well, I appreciate the constructive criticism. Not a good start on Jackson's mailbag, reaching in and getting that one. But you know what? We like constructive criticism. And I tell you what, Ricky, send me an email next week and let me know how this episode is and if I'm doing any better. Jackson, meeting my girlfriend's best friend next week. Any tips? Signed, Aaron. Okay, so I've been married for a few years and have been in a relationship with my wife now for 10, so I haven't been in the dating world for a little while, but back when I used to, this was one of my least favorite things to do because it's like dating your girlfriend for the first time all over again. Now, when you meet someone, you got to act like, you know, you're nice and you enjoy things. You can't be like, yeah, I like to sit around and watch football all day, eat pretzels and not be bothered. You got to say, oh, of course, I'm a people person. I like going out and shopping, and I'm friendly, when everyone knows that's not really the truth and that's not really what you're looking for. And it's the same thing with the friend. You need to impress the friend more than you need to impress the person that you're dating, because those two are going to talk about you. If you can do something to get on the friend's good side, boom, buddy, you've got a advocate for life. Now, here's where there might be a problem. I don't know if this friend is a guy or a girl. I've run into that problem a few times where he's my best friend. Yeah, he's your best friend. He's also the guy who's trying to bang you. And I've spent many a nights being mean mugged by some dude who's trying to sleep with the girl that I am, and he's mad because he's been friend zoned. Now, with that situation, be as nice as possible, and then send me an email next week and let me know how it turned out. All right, that's Jackson's mailbag. And again, if you want to get a hold of me, questions, comments, concern, tell me that I suck like Ricky did there at the beginning, just float out an email, jackson@q106.com. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out for this episode of What Just Happened with Jackson Jones. Hopefully you learned something, and hopefully I didn't get on your nerves too bad. If you like this, please click like, share, do all that good stuff. Tell a friend about it, because word of mouth is kind of how we get this podcast out there. So if you enjoyed it, maybe one of your friends will. And what I like to say is, maybe you didn't enjoy it, maybe one of your friends won't, and you can use this to annoy them. Either way, let your friends know about this. And make sure you join us again next week for another episode of What Just Happened with Jackson Jones.